Well, it's Christmas time again. People everywhere are getting ready to celebrate. Shoppers are flocking to the crowded malls. Children stare with excitement at the gifts under the tree. Families prepare for those special times together. And music. You hear the music of Christmas everywhere you go. And sometimes even in a store at the mall filled with people shopping, and you begin to hum along with the music, and you just can't help yourself because it's Christmas.
Thank you.
after that song, don't hold back. Feel free to hum along. Well, no, feel free to sing along. Some of your favorite songs of Christmas, they've been singing for all your lives. Come on, let's don't be shy. There's only one time of the year that we can deck the halls, so join us. Those familiar sights and sounds is a unique story. It's about the miraculous birth of a baby, unlike any other born to a woman. Christmas is really much more about than tinsel and holiday lights. It's about the greatest story ever told, the story of Jesus. Even centuries before the events we celebrated happened, even before the angels announced his birth, by shouting and singing in the heavenly choir in the middle of the night before a stunned audience of shepherds, the prophet Isaiah foretold his coming.
Unto us a child is born, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father. And of his reign there be no end. that grace like no other. Because of him, we are overcomers. 2,000 years have passed since then. One can still hear the angels' more joyful chorus to share the good news, the news that God is with us. In Bethlehem, God's divine announcement.
Glory to God in the highest.
Glory to God.
Good news has traveled all around the world. Throughout the more than 2,000 years since he was born, in every continent, every nation, among people of every race and background, the news of Jesus' birth resounds. It's told and celebrated in Europe and Asia and Africa, in North and South America, everywhere, in the plains, in the forests, from the mountaintops, and even from little islands in the middle of the ocean, there is peace on earth, goodwill to all men.
A long time ago in Bethlehem town, Lord from heaven to earth came down. The King of Kings was born in a manger. Now we can sing what the angels sang.
They sang glory, glory in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to all men. Glory, glory in the highest, peace on earth, peace on earth.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's shall be called the name of Jesus. Prince of Peace, our God is with us.
Things of sin and death are gone now. Oh, joy to the world, the Lord is come.
They say glory, glory in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill to all men. Glory, glory in the highest. Peace on earth, peace on earth, peace on earth, peace on earth. Goodwill to all men. Good for me, our glory, God.
Mighty orchestras, great choir play and sing about his birth. Now the symphonies, cantatas, and musicals have been written and performed to celebrate the birth of this little baby. It was born in Bethlehem, but perhaps the sweetest sounds, the music that speaks to our souls, is the music of the children, bringing the simple gifts to the Christ child and worshiping him.
Thank you.
What can you give him?
listen now to the word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That was from Holy Word of John 1, 1 through 2 and verse 14. And in Luke 2, verses 8 through 11 tells us, and there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
It was no ordinary night, for lying in a lowly manger was the holy Jesus child. Tenderly he laid, so meek and mild, the heavens and the earth were filled with praise. For everywhere it was a holy night. Stood in wonder o'er the glory of this child, filled with hope and mercy, filled with light, born to die to take our sins away. And everywhere it was a holy night. I can almost hear the angels sing. So hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Everywhere it was a holy night.
Oh, holy night.
So hark the herald angels sing, everywhere it was a holy night.
And Luke says again, in chapter 2, verses 12 through 16, "And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were going away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger."
Lay down his sweet head.
What an awesome moment it was 2,000 years ago when God sent his son to earth, born of a virgin in the tiny town of Bethlehem. The world has never been the same since he came. Against all efforts of kings and rulers down through the ages, the name of Jesus Christ has endured and triumphed. The humble servant who never traveled outside the land of his birth has impacted the world in a far greater way than anyone ever lived. Think of the millions of lives that have been transformed forever through faith in Jesus Christ, the name which angels eternally praise amid all the glory of heaven. You know, if you don't know him, you can. You can ask him to forgive your sins, to make you clean, and to live inside you as your Lord and Master. Then you can join all of us in worshiping Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God, the Savior of the world.
Life. We'd like for you to bow your head for a moment. The choir's presented for us a message. It's particularly the last song about Jesus. It's impossible to think about Jesus coming into our world without realizing that his coming requires that we make a choice. For no man can know about Jesus Christ and be the same. We either make a choice to receive him as our Lord and Savior and follow him, or we choose to reject him. While God is omnipotent and could have done anything that he chose to do, he chose to leave that decision with each one of us and each individual in his own heart decides what he's going to do. What have you decided to do? Have you decided to give your heart and life to Jesus Christ? Have you made that decision somewhere, but you have never declared it openly and never really followed him? Maybe God has spoken to you this morning and said you need to give your heart and life to Jesus. Maybe you've joined a church, but you've never really given your heart to him. There's an eternal difference in that. For those who only join churches while they're here do not get to spend eternity with him in heaven. We must give our hearts and lives to him while we're here and let him come to live within us if we desire to spend eternity with him. In just a moment, we'll have an invitation. And the invitation is to you, giving you the opportunity to declare outwardly whatever decision you've made in your heart. For we all make the decision whether or not we will receive him or reject him. So if your decision this morning is to receive him, or you've made it before but you have not followed him, then we give an invitation inviting you to openly declare your faith in Christ. Or if you want to make a decision for him but are not quite sure how, the invitation is for you to come forward and indicate to us that you would like for us to work with you and help you. Or if you've made that decision and you have followed him, but now he is telling you that he wants you to be a part of North Oaks Baptist Church, this invitation is for you. Come forward and share that. And so I'm going to pray briefly, and then we'll stand and we'll all sing together, "Oh, come, all you faithful." And if you have a decision to make, when we stand to sing that, then you come forward to make that decision. I'll be here at the front to greet you. Now let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in this moment, it may be that someone is responding to you, choosing to say yes to you, to do what you have invited them to do, to receive you, or to respond to you and make the decision that you've laid upon their heart. We realize that sometimes it's not easy to step out and walk forward, but we pray that those to whom you have spoken will choose to do that. So, Father, as we sing, with your Spirit, please move upon the hearts of anyone to whom you've spoken to give them the decisive will to step out and come forward. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.